Today I made a decision that may actually seem a little bit crazy to most of you. I opted to basically give away $230. And in this episode, I'm going to walk you through the thoughts that got me to that decision and how I felt on the other side of that decision. So stay tuned for episode 66. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. So I'm hopping on today with a bit of a different episode, but it is around mindset. And that's something that if you had told me during my university science degree training that I would really be working with people a lot more about the stories that they keep telling themselves and that little voice in their head versus the science of how they need to support their body, I probably would have thought that you were crazy. But reality is, mindset comes into any and everything that we do. Before that, I'll do a quick update what's going on around here. If you follow my stories, today I posted a bird pinata that I made for my almost 11-year-old. So that's been a fun project on the go this week. I don't know if you've ever made pinatas. My kids asked to have pinatas this year because I was doing birthday banners since COVID in 2020, but we were running out of wall space in their bedrooms. So I thought, like, is there something else we can do? And they always want to have a pinata. So I made a sorting hat pinata in January. Note to self, you need to hang the pinata, which I forgot to accommodate for. So now I know when I make my pinata, I need to have a hole where I can put a piece of cardboard in that's big enough to come back and actually stand up against the pinata, which also means your pinata has to be fairly strong because the sorting hat didn't hang so well. And then in April, I did a soccer ball, which sounds like it would be an easier one, but I had to find perfectly round balloons, which was a challenge at the beginning. But then that served me for my last pinata, which I did this week, which was a bird. So initially my daughter, trying to be nice and make things easier, said she would take an earth. And I was like, oh, but I might not paint it right. So I was like, oh, that might be trouble in the making. So then she said a bird. And I traveled away for the long weekend. We had a long weekend in Canada last week. So I actually took all my stuff with me. I was going to a friend's house who's super creative, runs Open Sky Stories on Instagram. You can go to that website if you don't follow. And she walks people through writing groups and she has done art therapy training. So I thought, oh, that'll be great. I'll go and I'll start the pinata. So I did. And it was really looking great, actually. It had the right shape and the head and the tail and everything. And then I got a bit ahead of myself and said, hey, look at this. Like, I'm going to pop the balloon and you're going to see how great my structure holds up. But didn't have enough layers on it. So it deflated into itself. So I had to restart the process when I came back home, which was fine because it's been a great creative, playful outlet during my work days. So that's what's going on over here. We have a big day tomorrow, spring fair at the kids' school. They're super excited about that. Their grandfather and his wife are coming through town last minute, unexpected. So they'll join us for that. And then we're going to have a little party a week ahead of the birthday, but just easier to have it this week. So the girls are going to make bird feeders using little teacups, which I have to find after I record this. And they are also going to make jewelry. So we have tons of jewelry making, different beads and threads and stretchy material. So that should be fun as well. So today, what I wanted to share with you was my mindset behind paying $230 to receive nothing. So speaking of art therapy, my children have started to go to art therapy. My twin sister is a trained art therapist in British Columbia. And as I'm struggling to support the kids through a lot of the transition into two homes, we're going on 3 years. To be honest, initially I thought like it would be smooth sailing by now. But there's lots of feelings and different things that come up. So I can't always support them. So I've gone into this art therapy way as a way to give them extra support. So they went last week with their dad, and that was upsetting to them because I think it's like a connection point to go with me. Their dad took them last week. Their brother was there as well because he was sick. He was off sick for a few weeks. So they decided we're going to move sessions to every other week. That being said, next week, I knew that they were going to be out of town. It's a PD day on the Friday, and my daughter's birthday is actually that day. So I said, well, let's not cancel this week. We'll go this week, and then we'll start going every other week after. And then I woke up this morning, and I needed to make a choice that felt good to my body. So I'm working with my embodiment coach on grounding, coming back into my body, and really responding to things from a place that supports my nervous system. So last night we had soccer. It was the first night for all three to have soccer, 2 hours at the soccer field. So there wasn't much time for me to work on the pinata or get the house ready for a party. We're opting to do like a fajita bar, and I want to pre-cook the meats and things, right? I don't want to be cooking while the party's on, and have stuff ready to go. But then we've got this spring fair tomorrow morning, and I want to set up the patio. I want to do all these things. Realistically, I probably do not need to do them all, but I knew that I needed to have that calm of having the gift of time today. So I need to be able to clean my bathrooms between my client calls or make some of the food at this point if I can, or set the patio up in a way that makes me feel happy to look outside the window, or clean up the clutter that my ex will be judging me on, which is a whole other mindset game altogether, right? Because I recognize a lot of the angst that I carry around being ready for hosting this party is around the fact that he has to come into my space. As much as I spend birthdays with my kids in the morning, if it's their dad's day and it's not the birthday party, I do not go and demand to be at his house. He's going to have my child on her actual birthday with some other actual friends, but he is insisting that he be at this party. The girls are going to be making jewelry. So I said very clearly, like, we don't need to stand around and watch them. I'm going to set them up. I'm going to hang out on my patio. And then when they need help, I'll help them. But then when it's dinner, I'll get that out for them and feed them. But dealing with someone that can be a bit of a bully means sometimes it's just easier to, I don't really have a choice in the matter. So all that to say, I feel a lot of pressure about having limited time. If I take my girls to art therapy today, it's 2 hours out of my day. It's moving a client, calling the client late from my car, which is fine. I've been doing that for weeks. And then I just come home and do my charting. But it's taking them back to school for 45 minutes, driving home for 20 of those minutes that they're back in school, doing it back and forth to my house, which wouldn't really give me much time. And then it's Friday night and everyone's exhausted because we had late soccer, and we had late soccer twice in the week. And my kids need a lot of sleep. My one daughter had track and field today, so she asked me to let her sleep in. So we just need an easy Friday. So with that in mind, and her not wanting to miss track and field, my other daughter's doing some testing for the province, how they do their testing for kids at different schools. I don't feel that testing is an important thing because it's not a great reflection of our children's learning. Anyways, she feels it's an important process. She wants to finish that. So it would cause her more stress to go and get her out of school today. So in the end, I canceled their art therapy. Less than 24 hours, cancellation fee is pay in full. So whereas you may think I'm crazy because I'm going to just give away $230 I don't have, which I don't, but I need that space in my day. So I can't claim that on insurance. I'm just going to have to eat it and going to have to know that for my peace, that was a choice that I had to make today, and it felt more spacious as soon as I took that space. I had time before my first call to return something at the grocery store, let me pick up a couple things thinking about the party, and it just lets me move through my day in a way that I'm going to feel better. I know that I'm going to need 9 hours of sleep tonight at least. Last night I slept 8.5, almost 9 hours. My body is still telling me that I need to get more sleep tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. So I chose to feel better and feel less time pressure and pay that money out of pocket. So that mindset is something that I work with on my client, with my clients as well. Like sometimes, you know, they've invested in a program, you know, they've invested in a weight loss program. And then they get partway in and they think, well, this really isn't working, but they can't get a refund. So, well, I just want to keep, you know, I have this membership for this Fitness Pal or whatever. I'm just going to keep doing it until my membership runs out. But it doesn't serve them. So sometimes I'll actually support them to not do that. Or I had a client a few years ago, pre-COVID, had a gym membership. Had it for like 8 months. Never gone. When they came into my office, our main work was around allowing them to let themselves cancel that gym membership. They wanted to buy a kayak, but they never had enough money to buy kayaks because they had this gym membership and they initially got it thinking that their partner would go with them. Their partner had no interest to go, or their, I can't remember exactly, the timing didn't match up. So, you know, we did the math, like you could have bought your kayak by now, but you're continuing to pay these gym membership fees. Eventually she got there and she was able to go in and cancel. But in that case, it was hard also. And I remember I canceled my gym membership. Oh, my dog would have been, oh my gosh, I guess, I don't remember how old, or probably 12 years ago we had gotten our dog. He's passed away now, but I had to go in and cancel my gym membership. I had no time to go to the gym and walk my dog for 2 hours every day. And I felt a lot of shame and I felt bad for standing up to the gym. You know, they try to keep you and give you all these different offers. But at the end of the day, that cancellation fee was actually my freedom. So that's what I want you to think about. Like when we sometimes pay for things and we don't use them, instead of making ourselves wrong, let's get to a point where we're curious. Number one, why didn't that work for me? Well, the gym was like nowhere near my house, so that didn't work. And what would I gain if I just let this go? So today, by letting it go, letting their sessions go, I gained two happy daughters, and I gained time freedom and space and a calmer nervous system than trying to fit everything in on a day where I just didn't feel like I had that time available to me. You can go into, there's the Zone of Genius. What was his name? Gay Hendricks wrote a book about Zone of Genius and another one. And he talked about how there's always more than enough time. And if you kind of play with that concept, it does work. There's always more than enough time. But I just knew for myself to feel that spaciousness, I needed to let that go today. So I paid $230 to have a calmer nervous system that allows me to be a more present and happy parent with my kids and will allow me to enjoy the day tomorrow from a more rested place. So that's what I want to challenge you guys with this week. I want you to think about, what do you need to let go? And it may not be monetary. It may be something else. But what do you need to let go that gives you back the sense of calm that your body needs? Is it diets? Is it restrictions? Is it a person that always makes you feel worse, but you keep, for some reason, going back and trying to be friends with them? You know, there's so many different examples. And for years, I stayed with a group of ladies that I had actually, ironically, coordinated, because we all have babies at the same time. And I kept going into those meetings and my whole body was saying, you do not belong. These are not your people. These are not your people. But I kept feeling like, well, I organized this. I set this up. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And when I let that go, it was a huge release and a huge relief. It wasn't for my ex-husband at the time, because it totally took us out of a social circle. And for him, having social connections is important, which it totally is, but they weren't our friends anyways in the end. But that was always hard as a guy, I guess guys just kind of, you know, like pat each other on the back and keep going. But anyways, long story short, I had to let that go. I had invested a lot of time in that, like years with that group. And yeah, it wasn't serving me. So even if you've invested years with diets and you're back on another diet, that's feedback, right? That they don't serve us dieting long term. So if you're ready to learn about eating in a way that makes you feel happy, having more confidence in your body, feeling good when you look in the mirror, and just feeling like happier in life, reach out, book a free joyful eating call. They're always available. I'll pop the link in the show notes. But I want you to think about what you need to let go and what the cost of not letting go is. All right, that's it for today. I hope that you enjoyed this. If you have a friend that may enjoy it as well, feel free to share. Thanks for listening. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.